be presenting a report on our findings on the condition of the world's population. It may be a surprise to you that half the people in the world live on less than $2 a day, and 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day. I'm going to look at poverty and its relationship to population issues. We must work fast if we hope to reduce poverty by half by the year 2015. Our survey shows that the first step should be to improve healthcare systems. In the world's poorest countries, people are expected to live just 49 years. 1 in 10 children doesn't reach his or her first birthday. According to our study, poor health and poverty are linked. Women are affected most by poor healthcare systems, especially pregnant women. The second job we have to do, as many of you can guess, is to reduce birth rates. We have found that when given a choice, poor people in developing countries have fewer children than their parents did. A possible reason for this is probably that smaller families have fewer expenses and more chance of increasing their earnings and savings. Since the 1970s, developing countries with lower birth rates have had faster economic growth. They have had higher productivity, more savings, and more investment. Obviously, we must encourage family planning and lower birth rates. Now, here's the third measure we must take: promote education in developing countries. Investing in education, especially for women, can reduce poverty. Educated women have more opportunities to work and a chance to live better. Moreover, they tend to send their children to good schools so that they can climb the social ladder. Well, any questions? None? Okay, now I'll talk about the fourth step we need to take.